Boker Tov. We are on page Nun. I'd like you to go to the Or Pnimi, right to the bottom, the second line up. It says, She'ikar ha-bechinat ha-mechazek betocha et ha-shefa. On first column, Or Pnimi, right there. It's a last lines. She'ikar ha-bechina ha-mechazeket betocha et ha-shefa. There is a vessel that the important of it is this vessel. The importance of this vessel is that can hold within it the bechina dalet. Are you here? Good. Vehi bechina dalet shebekli, and this is called bechina dalet. Now, I want you just to remember those words, because those words are going to help us to communicate together. Bechina dalet shebekli vegimel habechinot harishonot. If we have four phases, we said the first three prior to bechina dalet, hen hasibot. They are considered causes. They are gimel. Before dalet, they are gimel other aspects. And the difference is that the shefa is in bechina dalet, because aviyut is in bechina dalet. Aviyut is bechina dalet. And we, at the same time, we said that bechina dalet is what? Igulim. And because it is igulim, and the light that it is in that igulim is what? The light of igulim is what?
Nefesh.
Now, let's read again this, what's correctly what it says. It's very important to this section to understand very thoroughly. בחינה ד' וג' הבחינות הראשונות הן הסיבות לגלות את הבחינה ד' בכל כוחה. So the first three steps are there to be cause, to be a cause. That means they have power of להשפיע. They have the power to להשפיע. This tree that is outside of בחינה ד'. Surrounding the Bechina Dalet. It's a makif to Bechina Dalet. Mm-hmm. And Dalet, is, we said, is the Or Pnimi. That's the amount of light that has gone inside. That is called Or Pnimi. Ad shetihye ra'uya lechazek et ha-sheva. So these three first phases are there to cause Bechina Dalet to be revealed. And to be capable to hold on to the shefa, to the sustenance. To be a cause that comes to the point that the Bechina Dalet gets revealed. If you follow now. Aval hen atzman, but this phase one, phase two, phase three, that is surrounding the phase four, אין בנות קבלה לאור הפנימי. They are not built to hold down a light for themselves. But see, and for this reason they don't have אור פנימי. They are not an aspect to hold on for myself. It's very important. Why?
They don't have a vessel.
They are a vessel. Because they don't have no aviyut to hold on for myself. What is nefesh? Nefesh is not made to lashpia. Nefesh was created for one purpose, only to receive. not to lashpia. You cannot ask animal. Animal can be a cause because you decide the animal becomes a cause for something. Like I take the horse, I give purpose to the horse. But a horse on its own cannot be a cause. The nature makes the horse to be whatever it is, to be a horse. Nefesh is that aspect. It's not made to lahashpia. It's made only to receive. If it is anything other than that, it's not b'china dalet. B'china dalet, aspect of dalet, it's absolutely to receive. And cannot lahashpia. The point is, cannot lahashpia. It's made only to receive. Listen to what I'm saying. Cannot lahashpia. No. What do you mean I cannot? What do you mean I cannot? Walk with me and we will come to your question. What do you mean cannot? Hasn't learned. You have to teach him. It's like a dog. Like a horse. Like any domestic animal. You have to teach him. He's not made to share. No understanding of that. It's not. I'm not made for that. You have to be individual. If you're not, there is not at one point. At one point, you're not individual. That means only for sake of my own survival. You don't have nefesh. That's what nefesh is. And it's a powerful force. It's a very powerful force. That feeling of, I want to survive. I need. So here, it says, "Lefikach nikra chitzoniyot hakeli," and that's why the what it is not inside the keli, that is not pinimi, and only it becomes pinimi as to a degree of aviyut, and the aviyut gotta be on that level, bichinat dalet. Lihiyotan michutz lebichinat kabbalah ora pinimi. They are outside of the domain of this ore that has gone already inside, and we call this ore the Shefa, we call this ore Hanefesh. Shebichinat Gimel hi chitzoniyot lebichinat Dalet. So if we said this is Habichinat, the middle Dalet, what is surrounding the first layer that's surrounding? What's the first layer? Bechinat Gimel. Step number one, we have to understand what is this Bechinat Gimel. What's the difference between Bechinat Gimel? Now, this Bechinat Gimel becomes what? Makif, Chitzoniyut, to Bechinat Dalet. And Bet, and what becomes Bechinat Gimel relation to Bet? Bravo. You follow what is happening now? As soon as you recognize the chitzoniyut to that pinimiyut, you make that pinimi, you recognize the chitzoni. Until you don't recognize your ruach really, you will not recognize the chitzoni to the ruach. What is chitzoni to the ruach? Bravo. You follow? Now you have to travel this ruach. Now you have to be able to control in this ruach. What in Purim changed in you? Your matzav, ruach. Nothing else. Your matzav, what is matzav? The condition of your ruach. And everybody then immediately showed the truth. Character. If you guys ask me, most of you, I can tell you exactly what you said. One word, it was enough. One word. And we had, by the way, the most beautiful chidush. What it says, the secret that you drink yain, yotze sod?
Drink yain and then what?
Yotze sod. It comes out sod.
Yeah,
secret. And what is that secret? It all depends. There is a secret because of the whole class. Honestly, how many years I'm studying Kabbalah? God, 86. Baruch Hashem, and I'm a student of it. And heard many masters, all that. I did not understood the Shabbat the way I understood it on Tuesday night. Honestly, no. Totally different. Absolutely, I got a light out of it that it was beyond imagination for myself. And that is, again, chidush. Now, if you honestly look at how you behaved, what you felt, what you said, you honestly look at it, it gives you all the keys, all the secrets, how to honestly, sincerely take the chametz out of yourself.
I'm sorry, I missed that. If we understand Shabbat, we know.
No, where are you?
I'm sorry, I missed it. For 1 second,
that's it. It takes only 1 second.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Going back to what you said about the first three phases also having kli, is the difference being that the first three phases, the kelim, are in the state of perfection already?
No. Let me stop you there. Now you are really learning the structure. Now, if this is capturing the Ruach, that means expressing desire to receive. If I want to capture more Shefa, sustenance, I have to make a vessel. And we said after Tzimtzum Aleph, I'm making it easy for you guys. After Tzimtzum Aleph, what was the Derech? The way of Kabbalah. Rak or Chozer. Now, all of you, exam, right now. How do you produce Or Chozer and where do you produce it?
Where do you produce?
Where is the first Bechinat Dalet in you? Mm-hmm. Don't go fast. Okay. Think what I'm asking.
Our mouth?
Bravo. Okay. You two got it. It's Peh. That's the Bechinat Malchut Shel Rosh. Peh. Is Malchut Shel Rosh. That's why when I want to come to Lachash, to Shmona Esre, to Amidah, the first word I say, Adonai. Adonai is Hashem. Adonai Sefatai Tiftach. Open my peh, Lagite Latecha. Why? Because peh is Malchut Shel Rosh. You know, this we learned before. Now, that's Or Chozer. So that means Or Chozer you can only create where? Bechinat Aleph. What about the body? Yes, the body has a Rosh too. And on the body, in here there is a Tzimtzum. In the Rosh, there is Tzimtzum. But in the body, there is Masachim. Masach. There is a diaphragm from up and there is down. There is every level of when I eat something, it goes from push, level down, push, level down. There is a different kind of a masach. That means there is a curtain that I can open, shut completely. There's no light coming in. This is Tzimtzum. No light. Hold on. In your head, there is a Tzimtzum. Until you don't say, hold on. You're not in control of your mind. You don't do no Tzimtzum. What do you do with Tzimtzum? If you cannot say to your mind, hold on. You're not doing Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum is not that you suddenly in your mind, you get a trigger and you get a desire and you say, I'm not going to do it. because I make a tzimtzum. No, no. That's why we discussed. This was the secret of Shabbat. If you don't have Shabbat, there's no tzimtzum, there is no control and understanding of mind. It's the only day that it gives you that possibility to work out this mind so it comes to a control to make the tzimtzum. If you cannot control this thought, by the way, Shabbat is not Malchut. Shabbat is a Yesod. It's Yesod. It's the totality of the light. It's Yesod. You are going to reveal the Malchut. I know that we always say Shabbat is a Shivi'i. But Shivi'i to what? Bina, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod the Shivi. From where? From Bina. We are created Breshit from Bina. Yesod is the Shivi'i. That's a secret. That was what really I understood on the Purim. The gift of Purim. And we said it. It is in the tape, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, Malchut of Shamayim. Malchut of Shamayim. Of course. And that's the Malchut that I accept the yoke. I accept the crown of Shabbat.
So if Shabbat is Malchut and Yesod, it does need some work on our part.
And listen to what we say. It said Malchut of Shamayim and or Yesod. We're going to learn what is this Or Yesod. This is the Or Shel Tzadik. This is not just the Or, simple Or. You have to understand, remember, Bechina Dalet is the only place that has Aviyut. Then there is Bechina Gimel. Bechina Gimel is this Or. Vayenafash. It gives it to this Malchut. To this Aviyut of Bechina Dalet.
Okay. So on the level of the Nefesh, we are Tzimtzum.
Now, let me hold you over there.
Just one more second.
Yes.
But since on the level of the Nefesh, we are doing Tzimtzum, and we have to kind of like infuse the Malchut and the Yesod on Shabbat, we are doing some work.
Okay, now come with me. Igul. Nefesh is? Igul. How Igulim they receive light? How Igulim receive light? Yes? Igul cannot get it any other way. Only Derech Kav. What that means? If I get it derech kav, that's echad. If I get it any other is acher. And God allowed acher. What's the difference between acher and echad? That's why pamayim beyom, twice a day you say the kots. Twice a day you are saying Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai echad. What's the echad different? The difference between Echad and Acher is the Kotz and the Resh. And what was this Kotz? Who is this Kotz? This is the edge that Haman was hanged on it. On an edge called 50 Ema. And by the way, that's 25 meter. 50 Ema. What is 50 Ema? That means against 50th gates of understanding of Echad, there is a 50 gates of Tum'ah called Acher. And that energy is Amalek. And Zecher Amalek, that means any Acher in our head, has to be cleansed out. Did you follow what I said? Cleansed out of my memory, out of my mind. That's why I need Shabbat. There is no other way for us to cleanse this Zecher Amalek other than Shabbat.
So we're doing work on a different level.
Now, yes. What is the Derech Kav means? Derech Kav means that on Shabbat I receive a nefesh, via nafash, that has all the levels of neshama, ruach, complete, in order to help me to go derech another kav, sheshed yamim ta'avod. Now, what is sheshed yamim ta'avod? To work on this midot, because those are yomei chol. It's not my brain anymore. In the brain I received when? On Shabbat. What I received for me to keep, make me go, in order to get to another igul, called Shabbat. And every time I go through Kav and Igul, what am I doing? I am bringing from potentiality, from Makiv, from all above, the six, Bichinat Aleph, Bichinat Bet, Bichinat Gimel, I bring them where? To create another potential to receive Shefa, sustenance, and only on Shabbat. Why only on Shabbat? Because only on Shabbat I can create Or Chozer. That's why the Chazara on Shabbat, and only on Shabbat, there is a Musaf. What's that Musaf? The extra. On Shabbat. One, I say, Aleph Kei Yud Kei, Ayeh, I'm getting the Ayeh Makomo. Ayeh stands for Chochmah Bina Dat. Aleph, the Aluf, Yud Kei, Chochmah Bina, Aleph Dat. And that's why we say Ayeh, to receive that Chochmah Bina Dat, to continue. And then when I do the Musaf Chazara, I say, Keter Yitnu. Where is Keter? Here, this is the lesson. Where is the Keter? The Keter is the Kotz. Yud ze bichinat Aleph. Hey ze bichinat Bet. Vav ze bichinat Gimel. Hey ze bichinat Aleph. But on top of the Yud, there is a Kotz. The Kotz is the Keter. Is the Kotz connected to Yud? You don't know what's only going only in that Kotz. And what goes between this Kotz and the Yud? It's a whole, total, whole world of its own. But I tell you, the Kotz is the Tabur of Adam Kadmon. It's only the Tabur of Adam Kadmon. Is your Tabur, you are connected to your Tabur? You're closed. When was it open? When you were in the womb of your mother. But when you came out to this world, you're closed to the Kotz. And if you look at the Yud, by the way, you see one antenna, one line going to a point. That's called tag. Now imagine that you know all the way. And then you will understand what Shabbat, how it is important. That's the only time we can make Or Chozer. That's why, let's go back here. I'm going a few lines down. Al kulan yesh bechinat chitzuniyut bli shum aviyut. Every bechinat dalet has three other parts, and in these other three parts, no aviyut. Kol shehi, shehi bechinat shorash lekol dalet bechinot shebekili. Now there is a bechinat shorash. Where is this shorash? The Kotz. The Kotz. What are you talking about? Now, what is Kli of Makif? We discussed what is the Kli of Pnimi. What is the Kli of Pnimi? What is the characteristic of the Kli of Pnimi? Aviut of Bechinad Dalek. Yes? Now, what is the Kli of Chitzoniut, Makif? What is the Kli of Chitzuniyot? What is the Kli of Or Makif? Is it the Bechinat Gimel? Is it Bechinat Bet? Is it Bechinat Aleph? We said Aleph, Bet, Gimel, they are Hasibot, they are the cause for Bechinat Dalet to be revealed. This has a Kli of what? Lashpia. As a Kli. But the Kli is Lashpia. Nefesh is a Kli, is a Or. Rak lekabel. That's why it's Bichinat Dalet. But Gimel is Lashpia to Dalet. Bet is to Lashpia to Gimel. Aleph to Lashpia to Bet. We said that Or Makif has to be in a Kli that no Aviyut at all. No Aviyut at all. Totally Zach. No Aviyut. Not Bechinat Aleph. Because Bechinat Aleph has Aviyut or not. Yes. But it's the aviyut of what? Enough aviyut, say, for sake of, because I want to receive, do whatever you want. That's the chokhmah. Bina says, hold on. Yes, I understand light, you want to go down, but let me do what you want. But if you want to just bully yourself all the way down, it's not, let me be Mother Nature. So Bina becomes Mother Nature. Then Bechina Gimel is a Ruach. What is in Ruach? Does it have any vessel of Aviyut? Bechina Gimel. Of what? Lashpia. But the Or Pnimi goes through who to Bechina Dalet? It has to go through the Kav called Bechina Gimel. It has to go through Bechinat Gimel. What is Bechinat Gimel? It's Ketzavot. What is this Bechinat Gimel? We said from one end to the end, one Ketzeh Shamayim to another Ketzeh Shamayim. That's Bechinat Gimel. And what is this top Ketzeh? That's the Hey. That's Bechinat Bet. What is this Ketzeh? It's Bechinat Dalet. Adnei, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is the world of Bechinat Dalet. Hovaya, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei is Bechinat. What Bechinat is? It's from Bet all the way down. Called Zeir Rampin. Zeir, Zain. It's really seven layers. That's why when we say Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad, Echad is Aleph. Now, Chet. Chet is from where? Bina. Bina. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. From one hey to one hey. Shalom. Slowly, we understand. And the most beautiful way to understand the structure that between these two points. Then we will understand how to make teshuvah. Then we understand how to really bring all the worlds and connect all these worlds that is between these two points. There are 310 worlds, yesh worlds. Yesh worlds. That's why this yesh belongs to Israel. It's the first two letters of yesh is Israel. Who controls this? Who controls this? Hovaya. Who is Hovaya? The whole thing and the smaller thing. Yud is Bichinat Aleph. He is Bichinat Bet. Vav is Bichinat Gimel. He Acharon is Bichinat Aleph. Kotz is Shoresh. And that is the Kli of the Makif. The Kotz. Not the Yud, not the He. They are makifim, but to lashpia. That is totally, we call chasadim gamurim. There is no din. Absolutely no din. But in Yud, is there din? Of course. Because there is a bichinat aleph shel of Yud. Bet, a little bit more, therefore gevura. And comes down to the Vav, then you have Ketzavot, you have a whole Melachim, the whole directions, these, Hachalot, steps, levels, the whole world.
Adam Kadmon is the Kli.
Adam Kadmon, in reality, Adam Kadmon create, the Kli was created in wholeness, in absolute perfection, and it was broken, called Olam Nekudim, still is in Adam Kadmon, Olam Nekudim, then came Olam Tagin, Reshimot, which are the Olam Reshimot, then it came Ta'amim, first Ta'amim, then Tagin, the Ta'amim, Nekudim, Tagin, Va'otiot. Those are worlds that before, all in Adam Kadmon. All this is in Adam Kadmon. Til Otiot. All the Otiot that we have in the Torah. And all the Shemot. A to Z. Already in Adam Kadmon.
So in other words, for us to see ourselves how it works, all the Bechinot, all we have to do is look at the diagram how Adam Kadmon surrounded Zilud.
No, you're going too far. Look at yourself.
Well, it's easy to look at that.
Look at yourself. Is it better? Learn not to look at so much outside at others. Look at yourself. It's really cold.
It's really cold.
Okay, let's go back here. We are doing good. We are Baruch Hashem. We are you guys awake or you are sleepy?
Just one more question. It's
I'm awake.
Yeah?
The machuz of the face is the mouth. And the machuz of the book is the awake. So that's why I say walk the talk.
Okay, yes. I'm Adam. It's fantastic the way you travel.
Yeah.
No. Let me hear.
Turn off this.
No, there is no way you can do it. It's unless we put the heater. When it ba'er davar itchalkut hakli. Let's clarify the division of the vessel. Asher hapinimiut shebo, that is the internalization that is in it. What's the shefa that got in it? Pirusha. Bichinat ha'ava yoter bekili. Ha'ava shebe yoter bekili. Dahainu bichinat dalet shebekili. That is the aspect of bichinat, the fourth phase. Vehi ha'mekabelet le'or pinimi. Vachitzuniyot shebo. And the chitzuniyot, that means the external aspect. What is outside of it. Pirusha bichinat hazacha yoter. So the more zach, the more less of yud is. If I am a good friend of yours, how many times a week I'm going to see you? Very good friend. Every day. Then there is a friend that you see once a week. What's the difference? You call it in common, this guy calls it aviyot. Whatever attracts you to the guy that you see close, that's more pinimi, That because there is more aviyut between you two. The one you have aviyut with, but mirachok, you see him once a month, maybe once 6 months, maybe once a year, maybe once in 10 years. But he is then to you what? Rachok. What makes you two rachok? Because of the amount of aviyut is common between you two. What gets you to come here is the amount of aviyut you have with the book, with the lesson, with the idea, with the thought.
More in common is more aviyut.
Essentially, it includes in your aviyut, your intention, your character, your habit makes your aviyut. Your habit makes your aviyut. Who decides what is the priority in your life?
It's a
klipot, similar experience. The klipot's there to interfere too. So they have a role to play. But with all the things mishmash together, who brings you to this aviyut that you have? Your habit, your character. Who decides in you what's priority? That's the one that defines your aviyut. What to indulge yourself in.
Do we have zakut in us?
What do you mean, zakut?
Zach, the opposite of aviyut.
It depends how much you really understood what this aviyut purpose. How much you train this nefesh in order to allow you to step, to become a step for you, the nefesh, to become a basis, to be a chamor, so you can sit on it. What do you mean to sit on your chamor?
In terms of Ratzon Lekabel, stuff like that, but I'm saying in regards
to... No, not only Ratzon Lekabel, you are Ratzon Lekabel. Whether you like it or not, you got to breathe.
I know.
That means to understand this is a bravo on your goof.
Now when I have
on your goof. On your goof.
Yes.
On your goof. That's the chamor. When you write it, that means you put a head on top of it. But whose head? Not a head of a chamor. Head of a chamor is a goof. Your head should be what? If you want to connect to the higher self, which is what? Your ruach. You have to put your head into Shamayim. That means Torah.
This is why we come here.
Why otherwise?
But my question is, you mentioned that if I see a friend more, it's more of you. The example that you had.
Because you have more understanding with him. You have more in common with him. What you discuss. Now, the aviyut is that ta'ava that is in you. Your ta'ava, when you said something, why did you say it? Because your ta'ava was to say that. You came, your mind, your heart, your finger, your toes, everything came together and said, this has a priority to be said. And it must be said. And you said it. Oh yes, it all depends that when you get the shefa, the animal gets vayenafash. You get the shefa. You got the shefa. Now what are you going to do? You want the sustenance I gave you. You got vayenafash. You came Shabbat to get it. You got it. I gave it to you. Even if you didn't keep a Shabbat, it gives you to minimum to for you to sustain yourself. So you got it. You have vayenafash. Now what are you going to do? Because the nefesh has to say, okay, I enjoyed myself and that's it. Because he is made to receive. He said, what do you want me? You made me like this. To receive, I'm receiving. You want me to tell you thank you? I say thank you. But don't bother me to do anything else. Let me be free. You gave me, fine. This is acher. Well, echad is to get what you received, now unite it. L'shem Yichud. That's, by the way, on Tuesday we're going to have a phenomenal class about bracha is. Because now that we understand this, we will understand what bracha is. People think bracha is just, that's it. Here it is. No, no, no. There is a way to bring anything down. It's not just like this. You cannot just say God because you are El Rachum V'Chanun Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed. So therefore, give it to me. It doesn't hear that. That's true, but at the same time, you have to go to the point that to come to the to say, I want. That means I am to receive. Vaye nafash. What is nefesh? Forces you to reveal a igul. Because there is a light of nefesh goes to igul, but you have to inject into igul what else? The ruach. And then what you have to inject into this igul? What else you have to do? No, come here. The igul first receives the nefesh. What is your responsibility now? Just to give it nefesh? It's a igul. What is the light of igul? The true light of igul is Or Ein Sof, right? So that means you have to fill up this not only with nefesh. What's the next step? To bring the ruach. What's the next step? To bring the neshama. Don't think you brought the nefesh, you got Shabbat, that's it, you are done. You know you haven't done, you just started. You got shefa, you got sustenance. The responsibility starts now that you got because you were not supposed to get anything. Don't you forget? You got a light into igul. If you got light into the igul, now you have responsibility. The igul is going to be nervous because it just got nefesh. The igul needs the ruach, the neshama, the chaya, yechida, yachid. He has to become yachid. If you don't do it, you haven't done fairness to the igul. Did I become clear? Sansasi. Now that we are in the subject,
so that meditation
is every Shabbat, remember, we said the first process starts, Shalosh Regalim, starts Pesach. Pesach is very important. That's why 50 times Yetziat Mitzrayim, that's where it's going to, you start to get to the gate of noon. You need Pesach. And Pesach purpose is, remember, as a student, you are a student, use it, is to take the chametz out. If there is anger, if there is a hate, if there is a bulliness, if there is a gava, if there is anything that is ra, you have the possibility to just literally take it out. Because we need to cleanse this ma'avar. This from one kotz to another kotz. It's a ma'avar. It's a highway. It's a olamot. Like you want to go from east, west of United States to go with a bicycle to New York. Got to take a route. It's East Coast to West Coast. You go through how many cultures? How many? It's the same. It's how beautiful it is. Now let's go a little bit more. I am in Chaf Or Pnimi, second column, Chaf. Kol ha-sefirot shebeyacholtam rak lekabel orot ve'en lahem ha-yecholet lahashpi al acherim mechonim ha-or shebahem b'shem Or HaNefesh. It's very simple. We discussed already. It's only Oraf Nefesh. There is no power in it. There is no learning in it. There is no absolutely no idea what is Lashpia. Total opposite, a vessel that doesn't have no understanding of what it is to Lekabel. Is the one that is absolutely no idea of what it is to Lekabel.
It cannot be 100%.
Now here, the Or Makif is the one that is 100%. That's the Kli of the one that is 100%. That's Makif.
But Neshama cannot be 100% Lekabel.
Bravo. So, my nefesh is absolutely cannot nullify itself. What should I do? Boker Tov, what should I do? If my nefesh is made to lekabel, no matter what, it has to be lekabel. What is then I am supposed to teach this animal? No matter what, he is to lekabel. So, okay, lekabel.
But what I'm saying is that the nefesh is, you say, absolute lekabel. It cannot be absolute. There has to be minute traces of
Lashpia. You look at the baby. Honestly. An iota of Lashpia?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when he smiles, it makes it feel good.
Do you know why he smiles?
Yeah, but there was a time.
Come on, look at it. You're 1 year old.
There was a time you told us that our true nature is Lashpia, but just like looking through the eyes, it was reversed down here. So the reversal must have been gone through in the room.
Now you know better. That if your higher aspect is the one that is Zach Yoter, your Ruach is Yoter Zach, and that's why Chitzoni. Chitzoni. I didn't say Makif. Makif is where? Only at the Shoresh. Yud, Hey, Vav, Bichinat Gimel, Bet, and Aleph, they are causes of Lashpia. They are only power of Lashpia. They are not Shoresh, they are not Makif. They are Chitzoni. What is Chitzoni? You have Or Makif 80 centimeters. It's your loss. And then there is a Chelek Mirachok. There is something, some another energy from far is affecting you. And one is even further. How far? Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov.
All the five
lights.
The lowest you go still has all the five in it.
Oh, yes.
So therefore you cannot, I cannot comprehend that Nefesh does not have...
We will learn that when we do Milui, Shel Milui, Shel Milui, that means we go three generations, we can complete. That means the Malchut of the Malchut of Malchut is done the job.
So it means it's 100%?
It's done the job. Yeah, it says Shlishi or Revi. It says four phases. It's going to be done in four phases. There is an end, A to Z. That's it. Bechinat Aleph, Bechinat Bet, Gimel, Dalet. And Aleph, Bet, Gimel, they are there to bring it to the Dalet.
So
one way or another, going to bring it to Dalet. Here we go now. There is a different type of tikkunim. Yes, you're right, what you're saying. This system, the way we talk, you think, is he rounding off? No. If there is an aspect of a spark of your neshama, it's a light, it's a spark, it needs a tikkun, doesn't need to make a gilgul. Gilgul, as we said, is really a harsh punishment to the nitzut. It makes a ibur. That means there is a tzaddik or somebody down here that is doing a tikkun, same tikkun to the rabbi that you require, that you require. Your neshama connects to this for 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 year, 2 years, or whatever is necessary, gets the correction. It doesn't need to go to Gilgul. There is another way of tikkun. It just takes you about 11 months to 1 year to a light called Eshdino. We call it Gehenom. Cleanses that aspect of your ruach or neshama that needs to be cleansed, which is your ruach, really, because your ruach is your libush. By the way, we will learn, your libush is your ruach, your midot. And whatever needs to be cleansed, it will be cleansed with this special fire. It's not, it's just what it is to be cleansed. And you're cleansed and you don't need to make ibur, you don't need to make gilgul. That's it, you're done. Your aspect is done. It's all well thought, all the system, in all the levels. All the levels, it's perfectly harmoniously working like a clock, and understand there is time. The time is part of the creation, has the beginning, has the end. It has a beginning, surely it has an end. But we have different times, of course. Every world has its own time. It depends what world you are traveling right now. Has its own time, because time is speed and space. That's right. What is absolute? Only one thing. Ends off. It's absolute. That's why I can't understand, I cannot even bring it to my consciousness, hasaga, of what this thing is. Ends off. Absolute. And we are not supposed to be perfect. Not necessary. The system cleanses part of the things. It all depends to what then? How much effort I have put into making the changes? The changes.
But what we are saying is that method, even though it might not, it has the potential for Lashbiya, even though it might not have been put into execution and brought out,
now, yes, correct. But there is a problem here. Let me answer that. There is a problem here that the nefesh can affect and kilkul and bring the ruach and make an eved. The ruach has the possibility of total kilkul.
Corruption.
That's why it says neshama. That's bichinat. What is neshama? Is it bichinai?
Bet.
Neshama. Tahorai. God made sure that this stays tahor. Only what becomes dirty? The libush of neshama. Which is the ruach. It's a ruach. Only what libush means. His neshama goes betoch. That means becomes neshama is which one you terzach, neshama or ruach?
Neshama.
Bravo. So then neshama is inside. What is from neshama? Whatever it is in the ruach is in neshama. But whatever is in the ruach in the neshama. Okay. Bravo. Understand this. So neshama is. Aspect of neshama is inside the ruach. For purpose of who? B'chena dalet. So the ruach is there to do the handiwork of the neshama by nefesh. Now nefesh comes and says, come here. Come here. Like the malachim, that they came from above to below, after a week they say the malach becomes gashmi, becomes materialistic, starts loving, feeling, starts wanting. The malach that came here, it came, stayed more than a week, said to Hashem, I don't want to go. I want to marry here. This is better. The story is called Nephilim in the Torah. Is it true? Oh, yeah, of course. It's a very powerful thing here when the nefesh wakes up. Come on, the animal, when it wakes up, he wants to eat. Because he has to receive.
You exactly put your finger at it. There is an aspect of ruach in neshama. That means neshama is not...
No, neshama is inside the ruach. And when the Ruach comes down, brings that aspect of the Neshama to be trained, to be to get more, create more of a vessel, of a Yichud. I get a little bit of that Neshama. Listen, Neshama is where? Bechinat Bet. How do I get to Bechinat Aleph?
How do I get to Bechinat Aleph?
Yeah. Beautiful. You brought it. You are in Bechinat Bet, which is your neshama. You're pulling it through your ruach into nefesh to create. That's when nafash. That's when you get sustenance in order to do what? To do leshem yichud, to do returning and unification of nitzutzim from below to above. Correct? Now, how do I get to Aleph? If I go to Derech Echad, the return is going to take me to where? To the Kotz, to the Shoresh. All the way. You said when you take it to Malchut, you go all the way. Or Chozer goes to where? To Keter. Only Bechinat Aviyud Dalet goes to Keter. Bechinat Gimel goes to Or Chozer till where? No. Bechinat Dalet goes all the way to Keter. Bravo. That's Keter Yitnu Musaf Shabbat. Now, Bechinat Gimel or Chozer goes how far?
Aleph.
The Chochmah, Yud. Yud. That's the Or Chozer. So in order for me to get to Chochmah, to Yud, who has to create the Or Chozer? The Ruach. Where do they, Ruach gets the koach to do Or Chozer? If the Nefesh gives the light back to the Ruach, if the Nefesh doesn't give anything back to the Ruach to take up, from where the Ruach is going to get? Bravo. If this Nefesh that only on Bechinat Dalet is what?
Masach.
Bechinat Gimel, there is no Masach. Who has to give this Masach, this possibility of creating Or Chozer? We said Ruach is Or Lahashpia. If it is Lahashpia, can I create Or Chozer? This is the chiddush for us today. This is the lesson. This is come back. This is true lesson. In order my ruach to be able to make Or Chozer, that capability literally is given from whom to whom? From the nefesh to the ruach. That is to do the mitzvot. Because the energy that a ruach needs to have the power of giving Or Chozer to go up to Chochmah. That's why we say halachot. Halachot is halacha ze shel Chochmah. Halacha is to tell you to differentiate between good and bad. That's why we need all the Gemaras, all the Talmud, all the Chukim, all the Mishpatim. Is halacha, is the mitzvot. The food of the Ruach is not the food of the Nefesh. The food of Nefesh is different. This is what you eat. That's the food of Nefesh. What is the food of Ruach? If only Nefesh makes Or Chozer, gives the possibility to Yesod, which is the Tzaddik, which is the Ruach, in order to make Or Chozer, to reach the Chochmah. And we will see, as soon as we do this, we have connected the whole line. Because as soon as you go to Yud, I never can go to Kotz, because Kotz is Ein Sof. But I have come to a world called Atzilut, the closest I can get. And that's Atzilut. And that's what we have to build. Atzilut is originally an idea that God said, and the Israel is the one that is able to come to the domain of Levi, that's why it has Levi, to do the Or Chozeh. What the Levi does? What's the Levi is famous for? Shira. He is the one in between the Kohen Gadol, Kohen, and Bet HaMikdash. Who goes in to clean the menorah? Levi. Yes, he prepares it, all this. Who puts lechem panim into the Kodesh Kodashim? Every day fresh lechem. It's your ruach, it's the Levi. What Israel does, they are out of the machane, and they go and do all the work. They have to deal with their Erev Rav. They have to deal with all the elements. They have to deal with all the things. At the end, they become ma'aser. Aserit le-Levi. That's why we get Nefesh give ma'aser to Levi, and Levi gives a ma'aser to Kohen Gadol. What is ma'aser of ma'aser? It's Or Chozer. Well, what is ma'aser of ma'aser? What is 10% of 10%? It's one. That's the echad that you give to your neshama. So if you give your ma'aser, that means the nefesh gives to the ruach. Ruach can give a maaser to the neshama, so neshama gets one. Now, how can I give a maaser of what? If I have to give maaser, how much do I have to receive? That's 100 brachot every day is there for me to receive in order to be able to give maaser to a ruach, and the ruach to give ma'aser to neshama.
And what happens if I don't get it?
If you don't get then you have done avera. That's why you called every, your avera. You took it in order to create the Or Chozer, to give the ma'aser to ma'aser. You took it and you gave it to acher, chas v'shalom. Because you didn't use it for echad. You used it, whatever, you're going to get it, you have 100 brachot, what are you going to do?
This is a good example, because that means that we cannot call Israel total corrupt. Even if he has no connection to the Levi, the Israel has a Levi inside himself. That's the example that we were trying to explain.
You can receive the Levi. You can receive the Levi. You can get the Levi and... Okay. So that, thank you very much what you said. The Torah says the following. Listen, the question is very good. The Torah says the following. In Egel HaZahav, in Mitzrayim, Levi did not make the Genisim. That's Levi. That means the Levi is not corrupt. That means a Levi doesn't have a bad character. So in order for me to facilitate myself to get connected to my Levi, which is my Ruach, I have to correct what? Midot. Then it becomes Israel.
It's not total. That's my...
No, that's absolutely. Absolutely. But reality in this world. Come on, in some Betei Knesset, they don't have Levi. Go to some Bet Knesset, or they don't have enough Kohen, or no Kohen, or no Levi. It's a really a bracha to go to a Knesset that there is a Levi and there is a Kohen. Sometimes there is no Kohen. It says in the place of the Levi, and then there is no Levi. So Israel has to be the Kohen and the Levi. Hey, it doesn't work. Understand how the system is really putting it, so it really has to work, and it works.
But what Michael was saying earlier, that the nefesh cannot be just to receive, but the nefesh is made of nefesh Elohim and nefesh Behemah, right?
Absolutely.
The Nefesh Elohim is that Nefesh of Behema. Yeah, Elohim. Elohim is the Teva. Teva is the Igulim. Teva is the Igulim. Look at it. Everything is wrong, for God's sake. It's Igul.
But the Teva is the nature wants to him to dash
the nature?
Yes.
Of course.
So even in
the Nefesh. Elohim wants to lash
Pia. The nature of the Nefesh.
But Elohim is inside this Nefesh. It's inside.
That's better.
Here we go. It's inside. It's inside. But is it surrounding it or inside? Is it encompassing it too? This is his place. He gave you to rent. You're rental. Is there anything that you really haven't rent? You are only in the rental business. You are paying mortgage. You don't have anything. What is yours? What are you going to keep? Everything is rental. Nothing you're going to keep. It's a rent given for rent. You pay the sahar dira, you have a dira. You don't pay sahar dira, they're going to evacuate you. It's a reality.
Okay.
Yes,
I know,
please.
The vessel was made to receive, but at the beginning of the book we read that the Ratzon, the Hashpia, and the Kabel in us, it's the amount of both is the same in us. I said, I know that we were made to receive, but at the beginning of the book, the amount of the Hashpia and the Kabel in us is the same. That's what we read, that these two are the same. The amount of both in us is equal. That's what it says.
Yes, Shalom Boker Tov.
Because you said
when the light that we receive, okay, let's make it easier. The light that we receive is Tiferet. It's Tiferet. It's balance. What do I keep it in balance is up to me. How stable I am. It's not, the light doesn't change. The light never changes.
The light that we receive is balanced, but is that
Yeah, it's how balanced I am. If I'm not balanced, no matter how much shefa I receive, I make that shefa into imbalance too. The neshama yetira that you get is a neshama, pure neshama. It's correct. You get the best that you can get, but it's up to you what to do with this neshama. You have, right, absolutely, your character, your midot, your ruach, your bichina gimel.